Joining us, the CEO from the Belleville Chamber of Commerce, we've got Jill Raycroft. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. How are you guys?
All well, thank you. How are you doing?
Excellent. Getting really excited.
You got your sleep. You needed that because I hope you're well rested this weekend coming up and starting later on this afternoon. Waterfront's back 45th year.
Yes, 45 years of celebrating the cultural diversity in our community, which is awesome.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We talk about Belleville Waterfront, but actually the Multicultural Festival predates Waterfront, doesn't it?
It does, and I think about 15 years ago, they really did amalgamate the two. Prior, there were like those three different parks and what the Waterfront Shore Pass thing that other people remember, but really it did start with Folklorama and the Quinney Ethnic Council. And we're bringing 12 countries in for this year's food festival. And we have a really exciting lineup of international talent.
This is going to start tonight at 5 with the parade. But can you give us just kind of the Coles Notes version as to what to expect generally this weekend?
So it's Parade of Nations, of course. And there's the whole food village. We have the Jagua Peace Festival that's also a BIPOC-led with the Quinney Cultural Innovation Committee. So they have some learning and other activities in their tent. They've also invited Borelson, who's an internationally acclaimed artist, and he'll be on the stage on Saturday. And then we also have our Caribbean dance party on Friday evening and our Indian dance party on Saturday night. So if you were down at Diwali at all during October last year and the energy under that pavilion, I've never seen it shake it up so much. So we're excited to see that back. And just wanted to say, we don't have a midway this year. It's coming next weekend. So just a reminder to everyone that the rides will be coming, but next weekend. So it's the three weekends in July. So we're hitting into weekend two. But all sorts of fun things to do. If you love the canine water sports, they're going to be back. We've got all sorts of interesting activities throughout the weekend. Buskers everywhere, so there's always something to see and do. And, of course, there's face painting and balloon art.
Now, the food vendors that are going to be there this year, sharing their tastes of around the world, everyone's going to be able to see what's going on down there as well.
Yes, and we still have three of the very original groups. So Tibet and Poland and China are still run by by volunteer organizations. So this is a big fundraiser for them. So if you're looking for your pierogies or your momos, this is where to go. And we have members like Chilangos, who started at the festival representing Mexico a few years ago, and now, you know, just celebrated their 7th anniversary with their restaurant.
Yeah, and I see, Joe, also that it's expanding now, and you've even got Cuba and a few other countries. Can you name them? There's a few new countries participating at the waterfront this year.
Yes, so Cuba is here, and if anybody has gone up to Habitat, the Epic North food truck that's up there, John Lawrence is actually bringing in Cuban tacos and Cuban beef. So that's going to be fun. Syria, people have probably been familiar with a little bit of the royal falafel, but we also have Syrian corn and beef being offered in that tent as well. And I'm trying to think, there are so many, and I know I'm going to forget
long
somebody.
List.
That's always a danger, right? When somebody says, yes. Can you name these extra countries? You know you're going to forget somebody.
Oh, the Philippines. And so anybody who is a fan of Burger Rev and Jeff Camacho's work, in the kitchen, they are going to be representing the Philippines. So he's going to put a Filipino menu on.
Sounds delicious.
Nice. Now you're making us hungry. It's only 8 o'clock this morning.
Yes. I know. Well, that's why we have to have this festival for 4 days, because there's no way you can get 12 meals in one day and you have to try all the food.
I know some who might try.
We can give it a shot, though. All
where
right.
Can people get more information then on the website?
DiscoverBelleville.ca is always a great place to go, and the Waterfront Festival does have its own website as well, so BellevilleWaterfrontFestival.com.
All right, the CEO of the Belleville Chamber of Commerce, thank you for all that hard work you put in there, Jill.
It's all the team. I just get to sit there and write the checks. That's about it.
Well, that's kind of important, too.
Well, you can always put one our way if you'd like. Anyway, Jill, thanks for joining us this morning, and look forward to a great weekend here in Belleville.
Yes, thank you so much.